You're listening to KRDO's Morning News, and certainly a topic of health that really wasn't even talked about maybe a decade ago, but now is on the top of a lot of people's minds, is gut health. And the question everyone asks, are we keeping our gut health in check? And to talk more about digestive issues and why so many of us do suffer from these recurrent issues, we have Dr. Andrea Clemes, who is Chief Medical Officer of the organization called MDVIP, joining us here on the KRDO Newsline. Dr. Clemes, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
So many people seem to be talking about gut health. It's a trending topic these days, but what is it and why is it important?
Well, MDVIP did a survey just to understand that, what Americans thought about gut health, and we did this IQ quiz, and 85% of people failed the quiz. And what they didn't know was an unhealthy gut increases your risk for things like heart attacks, strokes, diabetes, and Alzheimer's. We also found that it's not very easy to talk about your bowels, and so people need to understand that they can talk to their physician and find an MDVIP physician. We have many in Colorado Springs, that has the time to talk you through whatever symptoms you have and help you diagnose it and get to the root of your problems.
And when it comes to talking about issues surrounding gut health, what would you say to people who may either feel like they've been dismissed in the past when trying to bring it up or simply trying to avoid the topic altogether?
Yeah, actually, we found in the MDVIP survey that women and younger people did feel more dismissed. And my first thing to tell you is find another doctor. We found that 50% said that they would talk to their family and friends or search on the internet before they went to their physician to talk about their GI issues, which really should be the other way around, right? You should go to your doctor who's an expert and knows you, and you can talk through what's going on.
When it comes to food sensitivities or food allergies, how do you know if what you're experiencing is because of that?
Yeah, 1 in 5 in the survey said that they think they have an undiagnosed problem. I mean, there are 3 different things here. One's a food allergy, think peanuts and life-threatening. One's a food intolerance, like lactose intolerance, because you don't have the enzyme to break down milk and ice cream and those dairy products, and you get those GI symptoms, bloating, diarrhea, et cetera. And then there are the food sensitivities. This is mediated by the immune system. And when these foods that you're sensitive to get in your gut, they'll give you symptoms, GI, abdominal pain, et cetera. But they also cause inflammation in the gut. Think about it like if your skin gets, red and inflamed and thicker. Well, if that happens in your gut, you can't absorb the right nutrients. It causes pain and issues. But it can also affect some of the hormones that the gut releases. Serotonin is made in the gut, and serotonin is needed for our mood and our brain health. So this is how all these things tie together.
Yeah, and what are some of the more telltale signs that it is something, more serious and a truly unhealthy gut, maybe not just, one unhealthy meal that might just not be sitting well?
Right. And if you have something once a year, then you don't have an unhealthy gut and gut issues, or at least you probably don't. But the usual GI symptoms, abdominal pain, gas, bloating, diarrhea, constipation, but then there are more systemic symptoms, brain fog, fatigue, moodiness, and even things like eczema and psoriasis can all be signs of an unhealthy gut.
Well, there's so much to unpack here, and what are some things that you think people can do to improve their gut health?
Yeah, Americans always want a magic pill, right? Over 50% in the MDVIP survey said, I've tried something, a probiotic, a supplement, a digestive enzyme. But the best thing you can do is eating the right foods and eating healthy foods. So, for example, those good bacteria in your gut, they're called probiotics. And there are foods that put those healthy bugs in your gut, things like yogurt, pickled foods, fermented foods like sauerkraut or pickles. And then there are foods called prebiotics, and these feed the good bacteria so that you can get more of them. Prebiotic foods are things like garlic, onions, asparagus, oats. So there are a lot of foods that you can add in, and then maybe take out sweets, processed foods, and fried foods, and you'll have a much healthier gut.
Okay, well, I wish we could talk more, but if you'd like to find out more, there's a way you can do that on MDVIP's website, correct?
Correct. If you go to mdvip.com/gutIQ, you can take the quiz, understand what your knowledge gaps are, and then if you're having any issues, you can even find a doctor in your area that can help you work through it.
Well, Dr. Andrea Clemes, Chief Medical Officer of MDVIP, thank you for joining us here on KRDO's Morning News.
Thank you for having me.